Now it's back to school time in Wisconsin, though not in the physical sense for all students. More rural schools are bringing kids back into buildings, and most larger districts are starting online. The COVID-19 pandemic has many schools across the state opening at least partially virtually. And that can be tough for parents who have to juggle their responsibilities to their kids while also working. And it could be hard on kids who aren't able to interact with their friends and teachers. So some parents around the country are forming so-called pandemic pods. They're small groups of students paired with a teacher who meet someplace like in a home. In Eau Claire, Pablo Center at the Confluence is starting up learning pods to help families in the Chippewa Valley with virtual and hybrid learning. Jason John Anderson is the executive director of Pablo Center. Jason, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, how are the learning pods you're creating going to work?
Yeah, so the learning pods that we've created here at Pablo Center, they house 15 students apiece across four separate classrooms. So we have the ability to have 60 students Monday and Tuesday, or Thursday and Friday, which aligns with the Eau Claire School District, Altoona School District, and Chippewa School District. So the primary schools that we have, it aligns with their virtual learning days. We have classroom facilitators, classroom assistants, workshop facilitators in each of those classrooms. We have DPI certified past instructors who've come back. And the overall sort of structure, much as you've laid out, is to really offset that challenge to families that are trying to figure out how can mom and dad get into the workplace. And so we have arrivals from 7:30 to 8 a.m. and then pickup from 5 to 5:30 p.m. and additional partnerships with the Boys and Girls Club here in Eau Claire for students 5th through 8th grade, even though this program is structured for 5th through 12th graders.
You know, the idea that schools can't hold in-person classes is that they can't accommodate things like social distancing and other measures for safely preventing the spread of COVID-19. How are these learning pods different?
So the learning pods here, because we have large rehearsal rooms internal to the building that aren't being used because we're actually not able to produce large events for audiences at this point, means that we have very spacious rooms that allow us to socially distance these individual desks and tables. So the students each have their own 5-foot desk, their own individual chair. They're able to eat the provided lunch that's part of this program right in the individual classroom. But then we're able to tie in all of the STEAM programming that we've created here at the facility, from studio classes to light and sound workshops to Lego Mindstormers, into their individual daily curriculum. And as the schools locally have said, hey, they have about 2 to 3 hours of fixed work on their virtual learning day. That allows us to really complete the day and round it out for those students to ensure that they still have some social interaction and aren't just trapped at home.
Yeah, you know, one of the critiques we've seen of pandemic pods, learning pods, is that it is an option for kids and families who are privileged and not for others. How are you trying to make sure that lots of different kids have the opportunity here?
That's a really great question. It's the reality that we face in this world. And so 1/3 of all of our spaces, so 20 in each of the classes, is a scholarship opportunity meant to really serve low to moderate income individuals to ensure that there is no boundary that prevents students from enrolling in this program and that cost is not the prohibiting factor. We've partnered with local nonprofits that would be most ingratiated to feed us students into those programs, or parents that have reached out directly, or mentors to these students that exist in the community have reached out. And we currently have spaces still left in those scholarship programs, in both programs, as well as open enrollment in the others. We have the addition to fill additional classrooms at this point.
And what kind of response are you getting from families so far?
Exceptionally positive response here locally, as the Eau Claire School District saw 1,000 families sort of move to online component or virtual learning, moving out of the hybrid model over the last week. They pushed back the virtual learning for 1 week. And in our survey of everyone enrolled, asked us to push back our start. So rather than starting this morning, we'll be starting next Monday. Next Tuesday on September 8th will be the official start of the program. But we've seen feedback from parents saying that this was sort of the answer to their prayers, what they were looking for as they've been trying to figure out how were they going to keep their child at home for 3 days a week.
Yeah. I mean, what do you hope to accomplish with this?
I hope first and foremost that students are able to engage with one another, continue to grow socially, that they don't fall behind educationally. And if this building can be of service to the greater community, that we actually ingratiate and that more people become accustomed to all the things that the arts can offer and what the true value of the creative economy is to the greater region. But ultimately, we're here to serve the public and to assist families and the entire economy are rebounding at this point.
Jason, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much for your time.
Jason John Anderson is the executive director at Pablo Center at the Confluence in Eau Claire. We talked with him about the center's new learning pods. They're providing students in the Chippewa Valley a socially distanced place to do virtual schoolwork during the day. They're also trying to take some of the pressure off parents who are juggling parenthood and their jobs.